Now, it's a cold stretch of winter here in Wisconsin, so how about a little bit of Mediterranean sunshine to liven up our kitchens? Our next guest grew up eating and cooking delicious Greek and Greek-American classics and uses those lessons and memories in her own home cooking, at her restaurant, and in her new cookbook. On this week's edition of Food Friday, we're talking about Mediterranean food and cooking with lots of Greek inspiration. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite Mediterranean foods or recipes? Do you have a go-to olive oil, and what do you do with it? Did you grow up cooking with a family member who influenced how you approach cooking today? Do you have a question about cooking Greek food in particular? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mina Stone is a chef and owner of the restaurant Mina's in New York. Her newest cookbook is Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. Mina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Before we get to the food and some recipes, Mina, I want to talk about your upbringing with this Greek food, the memories, and the family you connect with it. Can you tell us a little bit about that that backstory and inspiration?
Sure. My parents met in Greece. My dad's American, my mother's Greek, and they were both studying. My dad was doing a study abroad program, and they met in Greece, and they moved to Boston, which is where I grew up. And I spent my summers with my Greek family every year. And I also, for a stint, my parents moved to Boston and then they moved back to Greece, where I went to preschool and kindergarten. And when I was in my 20s, I made the decision to move back again, where I spent a year with my grandmother on the island of Aegina. So I really spent a lot of time in the country, and I was thinking a lot about my memories and what brings me to the table, what inspires me to cook, when I was writing the book you mentioned, my second cookbook, and these stories of, you know, my upbringing and spending a lot of time with my Greek family really influenced the way I cook. I don't only cook Greek food, but it was really almost feels like something that's ingrained in me as an ethos.
And one part of your cooking, you talk about in even in one of the recipes we're going to use, kind of making use of what you've got access to. Going through the recipes in your book, you know, there's sometimes four ingredients, sometimes six or seven ingredients. This is not super complicated stuff. Can you talk about your approach to, I guess, some simplicity in your cooking?
Sure. It's something that's really important to me. And I think that it is something that when a cook gets to know this, that it can be this source of real freedom in the kitchen when you're cooking. When I was around my grandmother and then my own experience of just living in New York City, it's the idea of having ingredients and be accessible, and also the idea of being able to have the knowledge to swap out one ingredient for another and to understand that was really important to me. So I think as a cook, especially as a Mediterranean cook, where the idea of the food is that it is extremely simple, but it's so delicious. You get some basics down, and then you can really play with that.
I think we've got a question about one of your key ingredients. Becky is on the line in Newton. Becky, hi.
Hello. I just was wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on how I know what type of olive oil to buy, what's good, what's not good. Some come in plastic, some come in glass. Some are really expensive, some are cheap. Do I need one that's imported? Can I get one that's made in the U.S.? I'm so confused, and there's so many. I've heard some are bad and some are good, and I really don't know the difference.
Becky, thanks for that question. I'll admit, too, Mina, to standing there in a grocery store aisle, not even at a fancy grocery store, just being overwhelmed by choice. Can you give us some guidelines in choosing a good olive oil, especially for your kind of cooking?
Yeah, absolutely. I get this question a lot, and it is... It is really confusing. So here's what I suggest. I suggest you do get olive oil in glass. I also suggest that you try and get olive oil from a single place, but a specific single place. So when you see Italian, 100% Italian olive oil, it's like a warning sign. You should see olive oil from the Koroneki variety of this part of Greece. So the closer you can get olive oil, where you can pinpoint the place that it's from, the higher quality it will be. Something that I really like as a really basic olive oil that's easily accessible in the US is the California brand olive oils. I find them to be really simple, clean, good quality. But if you have access to a great Middle Eastern shop or specialty Greek food shop, they have the tins of olive oil. So I would say glass or those big tins of olive oil where they're a great price and they're usually really high quality. Always get extra virgin. And I would say start smelling your olive oil, because once you start smelling it, you're going to be able to tell the difference of every single olive oil. I say that I don't know too much about wine. I hate to admit it, but it's true. But when it comes to olive oil, I feel like I can just tell by the smell, and everyone can. On another little note is that I find Italian olive oil to be really spicy and complex and an amazing olive oil. I find Greek olive oil to be really creamy, and almost you can almost use it like it's butter. So it really depends what you're going for. I mean, I'm partial. I usually buy Greek olive oil, but those are the notes I have about those two countries and their olive oils.
Becky, thanks a lot for that question at 800-642-1234. Talking to Chef Mina Stone about her new cookbook, Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. You can join in with your questions about Greek cooking, Mediterranean food, your favorites, or let us know your favorite recipe. 800-642-1234 is the number. All right, Mina, we met one ingredient there that's key. Let's meet another one in the title of your book, lemons. They show up in a lot of your recipes. I'm on board. I've just been getting into, like, I keep finding out that when a dish is missing something, lemon is often that thing it was missing. Can you talk about how important lemons are to you?
Yeah, lemon and salt, usually missing from something that you cook. I agree. I grew up with lemons seasoning everything. Greeks use it on absolutely everything, and I have always found it to be this very easy way to make something taste bright and delicious. It's an amazing way to cut a dish if it's a very rich dish. It is an easy way to make steamed greens or salad just pop and taste bright. And I always prefer it to vinegar. I like vinegar. It's completely appropriate, but there is something very clean about lemon juice that I like to use. And so, I mean, people ask me often how I seasoned a dish that I make, and it got to be almost like this joke where what I would say over and over again is lemon and olive oil and salt, and that was it. And so, yes, if you have those three things, you can really harness in that power of seasoning a dish and making it taste great.
Well, let's meet a recipe where we have some of this in action now. You've shared a couple. We've got them online at WPR.org/Food Friday. You'll have to help me with the pronunciation here. I think this is a kale salad, cacio e pepe inspired.
Yeah, so that's my Italian inspired recipe in the book, Cacio e Pepe.
Thank you.
Italian, yep.
And tell us about the recipe a little bit.
Yeah, so the recipe is I love that really rich pasta dish. It's something my husband makes. It is rich with pecorino cheese and black pepper, and it's so good. And I decided one day I was tearing up kale, and I'm still not over the kale salad. I crave it and I love it. And I thought I would take the flavors that you put in that pasta dish and put it on kale instead. And that's how that dish was born.
You can find that recipe online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Mina Stone is with us, chef. She's talking to us about her new cookbook featuring Greek-American-inspired cuisine. It's called Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever had something in a Greek or Italian restaurant? Or maybe in Greece itself that you tried to recreate at home? Or do you wish you could? How'd it go? What do you want to know about Greek cooking, about Mediterranean cooking? Do you have a favorite kind of olive oil and a favorite way to use it? Are you a big fan of lemons in your cooking? What do you do with them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue our Food Friday conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation now with Mina Stone, author of the Greek-inspired cookbook called Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you an olive oil connoisseur yourself? What are the favorite kinds of olive oil you've managed to find here in Wisconsin? Are you a fan of Greek food? Did you grow up eating and or cooking Greek food, Greek-American food? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your comments, your experiences, or your questions for our guest. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a couple of recipes from Mina over at WPR.org/Food Friday. Mina, I want to check out the other recipe you shared with us now. This one is spaghetti with sardines, lemon, and arugula. And this, we were talking earlier about how you like to cook with what you have on hand. And this is, this dish is an example of that, right?
It sure is. I love pasta. I think most people do. And I love to think about it. But the truth is that in practice, pasta for me is always something I throw together with what I open up and find in my cupboard. So that recipe was born of that. I opened up my cupboard. I said, okay, I have a can of sardines. I have garlic. I have onions, and I have arugula and lemons. And I made this bright pasta that's really delicious and has the flavor of the sardines and the lemons and everything that you want in, I think of it as a summery pasta, but you can make it anytime. And I realized as I made it over and over again, I was like, cool, this is a recipe that stuck around. I'm going to include it in my book because now I actually seek out to buy the ingredients from my cupboard. But that is to say also, it is, I think it stays with that idea we were talking about earlier, where if you don't have arugula, you can substitute parsley, or you can substitute kale or a green that you have on hand that you think would taste great on the pasta.
It sounds great. Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Don is with us in Madison. Don, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Don?
I want to bring up my favorite Greek food is skordalia, which is sort of like their version of hummus. That is used as a sauce. And if you're a garlic lover, this stuff is garlic heaven. But very few people seem to know about it, so I wanted to mention it.
Where have you run into that, Don?
There's a Greek restaurant in New York called Piriali, which is where I had it. And then I liked it so much, I bought their cookbook, and I've been making it here ever since.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Don. Skordalia, Mina, am I saying that right?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Get ready for it. It's skordalia.
Skordalia.
But you can say skordalia in an American accent.
Excellent. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Don, that is one of my favorite Greek recipes. My grandmother, there is a recipe for it in the cookbook. And I mentioned in the cookbook that this recipe was something that my grandmother would make like a vat of, and she would keep it in the fridge, and we would just, like you said, use it as a dip or a sauce for everything that we ate throughout the week. And it is very garlicky. I mean, I feel like Americans faint because it calls for, you know, they would put like 8 to 10 garlic cloves. It is spicy. And it's very good for you. But in my book, I mention this. I feel like it's slight blasphemy, but I do sometimes tone down the garlic, but sometimes I rev it up when depending on how you're feeling.
Don, it sounds awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We'll go next to Kathleen in Sun Prairie. Kathleen, hi.
Hi. My question is, I've tried to make avgolimono soup, and the broth separates when I put the egg mixture in. So what's the secret?
So that's an egg and lemon soup, if the internet is telling me right, as I quickly look it up, Mina?
That's right. So a lot of Greek recipes, I was not kidding that we put lemon in everything. A lot of Greek recipes, especially soup, uses this binder called avgolemono, and it is an egg and lemon mixture that basically makes a soup very creamy and bright. You can make it thin. You can also make a thicker version of it as a sauce for dolmades or for meat dishes. So what you're doing wrong, or what I would suggest that you try next time so that it doesn't separate, is leave your eggs out at room temperature and make sure they're at room temperature. Whisk them in a bowl, and then you need to temper the egg. So you need to add a little bit of broth at a time, whisking it in to temper them and bring them up to temperature. So I would add very slowly about 8 ladlefuls of broth before you then put that mixture into your soup. And you're whisking the whole time. When you add it back into your soup, keep it at a bare simmer for 5 minutes and then stop cooking it.
Okay.
All right, Kathleen, let us know how it turns out. I'm curious. You're not that far away. Drop some by the studio next week. Thanks.
It's a wonderful soup.
Oh, good.
It is.
Thank you.
Thanks again for calling in, Kathleen, at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Mina Stone. Her new cookbook is called Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. Find a couple recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Mina, you said earlier that that sardine pasta lemon recipe you think of as a summer dish. But I don't know, I like having bright stuff with lemon in it. I love, like, it's a cold winter here in Wisconsin. I don't know how you're doing it in New York right now. But like having that lemon stuff lets me cheat a little bit and feel like I'm tasting some summer in the middle of winter. Do you find that you've eaten this food in Greece, of course, on the Mediterranean? You've eaten it, I'm sure, in New York winter. Does it give you that feeling of being back in Greece?
It does. I mean, I can't really say. I know there's different versions of this pasta. I don't think I ever had it in Greece. I just made it in my New York City home. But, you know, you are right. It's kind of a catch-22 because citrus is a winter thing. I mean, it is in season during the winter months for us in cold areas of the world. So it does, you know, it's both. And it reminds me of summer, but I also, you know, you just have to make your pasta with your sardines in the winter too. So yes, I agree with you.
I want to check out some dessert here. You've got a super, I think people are going to be blown away that this is in it. Super lemony olive oil cake. It sounds actually really good to me. Can you tell us about this? Like, what's it like? What's its texture like?
Sure. It's a really easy cake to make. It's very moist. It is really delicious. I find that it is a cake where it's minimal work for maximum payoff. I just spent the week with my mother in Boston, who said that the problem with my cake when you make it is that you can't stop eating it. And I said, Mom, but I mean, isn't that a point? Isn't that the point that you make a cake that you want to eat? The recipe has a lot more olive oil in it than most olive oil cakes. Don't be scared of it. If you see the recipe, it works. Make it, because I think that from an olive oil cake, I want to get that hit of olive oil. I want it to be very moist, and I want to be able to smell the fragrance of the olive oil in it. And then that is complemented by the freshness of the lemon juice.
All right, now I'm going to see if I've learned an olive oil lesson from you earlier, Mina. Do I want to make this with that Greek, that simpler palette of Greek olive oil, or that tangy Italian? I'm guessing I'm going to go Greek. Am I right?
I mean, you could go Greek, but this is, again, I will say that I really believe this. You need good olive oil for it, but you should use exactly what you have. If you have a great Italian olive oil, use that. If you have good Greek olive oil, use that. Just use what you have, but just make sure it's good olive oil because you'll be able to taste it in the cake if it's not.
Mina, just our last few moments or so, can you leave us with some words of encouragement to dive into Greek cooking, whether we're eating somebody else's cooking or trying making our own at home?
Absolutely. I think that the takeaway from Mediterranean food is that it's very simple to prepare, and all you really have to do is season it correctly. And it is a great place to start cooking and not feel intimidated and feel like you're making great food that's also very good for you.
We'll leave it there. Mina, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Mina Stone is a chef. She talked to us on Food Friday about her new cookbook called Lemon, Love, and Olive Oil. We've got a couple of recipes that she shared over at WPR.org/Food Friday. Not that cake, but what do we got? We got spaghetti with sardines, lemon, and arugula, and a kale salad inspired by an Italian pasta dish. And there's still time for you to share your memories, your favorite Greek dishes that you've eaten or made at home or abroad. Let us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org.